what's involved with the learning curve of a new run block scheme, the wide zone stuff, and how intricate, how hard is it to adjust to learn when you haven't been doing it?
You know, it's some different techniques and stuff. A lot of similar assignments than what we've been used to in the past. Nothing too extreme from that. It's just some different landmarks. We're working through some things. Obviously, we didn't run the ball like we'd like to last game. But there's no excuse. I mean, we've had plenty of time to, you know, go through it. If anything, it should have showed up in week one, not necessarily week two.
And when it came to last week, it seemed like, again, a lot of those physical battles weren't in the way. Again, against the Jets, different opponent, different quality. Where does that leave you guys as a group as far as your mindset?
Yeah, we got to win more one-on-ones. We got to stay on the field. I think the biggest one of the biggest takeaways for me was, you know, a lot of our really effective runs on the Jets were a little later in the drive. You know, that's where we were getting those big chunk plays. It's when a team gets to keep going three plays and off the field and come back in fresh the next series, it's tough to move the ball, especially on the ground. But there's no one to blame for that but ourselves. You know, I'm not saying it's not our fault. But we need to sustain drives, and I think the run game will kind of take care of itself.
Do the Broncos, I mean, they look like they would present every bit as much of a challenge front-wise as you saw last week, maybe more?
Yeah, a little different front. You know, they kind of still got Wade Phillips front with a lot of five guys at the line of scrimmage. Last week was more four down. This one, a little smaller pass rushers, fast, athletic guys, you know, Von Miller's made a name for himself in this league. That's a guy we got to know where he's at and really be on your technique with him.
Any concern with what you're doing? And you've been around long enough to hear these questions before, but any concern that what the Panthers did, you guys might serve as a blueprint, just stopping or containing the offense?
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I don't think it was necessarily a scheme or anything that stopped us. It was a lack of execution all around. It was, you know, a guy getting off the snap late because we're playing on the road, or a missed assignment, or whatever it may be. Those were a lot of the drive killers, and, you know, a lot of that's on us.
And the Broncos have made a concerted effort. They struggled last year, as you know. They've made a concerted effort to improve that. What have you seen that show? What are you seeing that in them that shows that they can do what they did against Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't look like they struggled last year against the run, based upon what they're doing this year. They were very effective against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have a great offensive line, great run game. So, you know, they looked impressive on film.
What did you see there? I mean, it just caught your eye in the way that they handled it.
Pretty similar to what we do. You know, they fly around. They're all in their exact fits. Their safeties fill well. And that little open spot that, you know, is left by the linemen and backers, those safeties are filling it perfect. And, you know, we're going to have to be perfect on our technique this week.
One of the things that LaShawn mentioned was that the Cowboys kind of went away from Ezekiel Elliott, didn't just stick with their game plan. How important is it when you're facing a defense like that to just stick with what you do best and not get out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, you got to stick to your game plan. You get pass happy, especially against a front like this, it can bite you. You know, they got good corners, excellent pass rusher. So you abandon the run too early, it can be trouble. And, you know, luckily, last game, you know, our defense was able to keep us in it. They got down three scores, and, you know, it becomes a two-minute drill early in that third quarter. And I've been there before. It's no fun no matter who you're playing. And then you throw Von Miller and Derek Wolfe and some of these other guys out there, and you got problems.
Everybody keeps talking about everybody's going to stack the box against the Bills. They're going to stack it. They're going to try to stop LaShawn. But isn't that what happened last year? You guys still ran the ball effectively last year, right?
Right. I mean, I heard Adrian Peterson say at one time, you know, good running backs a lot of times want you to stack the box. Show me where that safety's already going to fit. That way I can make him miss, and there's your big play. You know, it can be tough sledding at times, but once you break through it, that single safety high, you know, he becomes a lot further back. So, yeah, you just got to be effective running against it.